driving, I got a guy on the radio who talks to me. I can't see him, but he talks to me.
Well, what a privilege to have this young lady in the house. Robin DeLunto? 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 Come on, Robin, how do we say it?
However you want to pronounce it.
No, no, what's the I'll legit way? What is it? Tell us.
DeLunto.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
DeLunto. Okay.
You never said it right.
Let's go back to the beginning. Robin DeLunto is here. And since the release of her 2010 debut, I'm Here Every Night, Robin's music has been featured in dozens of television series and films, including Much Music's Degrassi, CBC's Being Erica, great little show, Disney's Harriet and the Spy, and a Smart Set Fall 2011 campaign. Her debut single, Just a Bird, spent 35 weeks in South Africa's FM radio station top 10 kind of a thing. By the way, speaking of South Africa, Searching for Sugar Man. Have you seen that?
No, I'm trying.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Great, great movie. Sorry, that was an ADD moment. But let's get back to Robin. So she's done all sorts of fantastic things, including walk around Toronto in a giant yellow bird suit. Her sophomore album, which is a great way to describe it, Little Lines, is her first effort as a co-producer and is preceded by single Good Day, which was featured on hit LGBT web series Out With Dad, as well as CBC Radio 1 Song of the Week. She's currently completing a music residency with the Canadian Film Centre as select songwriter in the 13-14 Slate Family Music Lab. I think I said it all, folks. Better to just listen. Folks, every hour for the last hour of the Drew Marshall Show, we feature some incredible talent. We've had some incredible talent. I think our first guest this year was Donovan Woods, who I think you know as well. Do you not, Robin?
Yeah.
Robin, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much.
Where were you born and raised?
Mississauga, Ontario.
I don't know if you've heard of it.
Never
Small
heard of it.
Town?
No, never heard of it.
Whereabouts?
It's kind of weird.
Oh,
Tim, you don't have a microphone.
No, I'm a Mississauga boy. I want to know
where. See what I have to put up with?
I was an Erin Mills girl, and okay. Then... just various some other places, moved around town, but always
musical family, right? Like, what are the beginnings? Everyone wants to know the Tiny Talentine connection here, the beginnings of you.
I unfortunately never played that show, but there's hope now. It's coming back, I hear.
Seriously?
I think I missed the age cutoff in 10 years.
Maybe. But musical family?
Yeah, like, my parents aren't... My dad sings when he's making multiple pizzas, as Italian men do.
Yeah.
And
when the moon hits your eye kind of stuff?
Oh,
or?
That's exactly it, yeah.
That's so funny.
Anything from Lady and the Tramp. And my older sister is a singer and piano player, and she studied opera, but is now a lawyer, so... things happen.
So guitar has been the sort of beast that you've been with, or do you play keyboards? Are you an accordion player?
I do.
Spoons?
Accordion, yeah. No, I hack at everything. I think I see something and I want to play it, for sure. But guitar is my main instrument, for sure.
It's a tad more portable. We were going to have Mike Jansen in the studio today because he has a CD release, I think it's on Monday night. No, tomorrow night, down in the city. But Mike, he hurt his back carrying his piano.
Oh,
it's very unfortunate.
Bringing it in here.
Yes.
Well, you know, you have to put two straps on your backpack to bring that thing.
At least two.
Yeah.
At least two. Do you have influences? You know, most people talk about that kind of stuff. You know, who kind of musically tweaked your brain growing up?
I really like
James. Other than James Linderman.
He's more recent.
Okay.
I don't know. I liked in the, you know, I was growing up in the 90s and anything.
So it was like hard to find something.
Singing, I loved. Oh my God, I was so obsessed.
Like who?
Anything from like Gloria Estefan to like Jan Arden to, I loved, you know, the Tori Amos types, and I loved, you know, Spice Girls. Like I just thought it was the coolest thing in the world, you know?
Yes. Well, the coolest thing in the world is to be on this show. Now that you've done it, you've arrived.
And, okay.
Yeah, it's all going to be the bomb.
Good.
Would you say, I mean, how do you describe your music to people?
I usually say like folk pop sort of thing. It's not pop. It's not roots. It's not, I guess, somewhere in between.
Have you played Hugh's Room?
Yeah, I have played there.
I missed you. When did you play there? What was it for?
I haven't played there in a year and a bit, but I would play with some artists I was touring with and kind of.
Jacob Moon?
No, I played with him in Hamilton.
Jacob said to say hello as well.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. Have all these people telling me that you are a rock star.
Oh, sweet. Well, I'll have to pay them all.
I thought you already
just
did.
A little bit. Okay.
Well, let's get into a tune. That's why you're here. What's your first song? Tell us about it. Set it up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I guess I'm going to play a song called Pretty Girls.
Love this tune.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Oh, you heard that
one? Listen to your stuff. Kind of dig it. Kind of like it. Okay. And this little Martin you have, that's a cute little thing. No, it sounds like a cheesy compliment, but up or down for your hair, your cans. Are they okay over there?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about this. It looks like it was a good investment. I'm just trying to see the series.
It's beat up now, for sure, but I had sort of like a old shoddy thing, and my parents have been really supportive, and I find if I beg for 2 years or more.
You get what you want?
As a teenager, I would get what I wanted, yeah.
Wow. Are you the youngest?
I'm the middle child.
Oh.
So I just work it when necessary. Not all the time. It's my baby.
Folks, Robin is going to perform just a beautiful, beautiful song, Pretty Girls.
Yes, thank you. You're so mean, like everything I ever wanted. I watch you when you sleep. I count the lines on your forehead. If you want me back, I'll say I was wrong. I hold my breath for a lifetime. Tell me everything I don't want.
beautiful. Robin DeLunto on the Drew Marshall Show. Knocked it out of the park. Thank first you time guys. Around. When was the last time you did a radio show?
I did CBC a couple weeks ago for more on an Ontario program.
Mm-hmm.
And I get, I don't know. This feels more like when I went to McMaster University.
Don't compare this to university radio.
No. But the comfort level is so much more, because I find when it's like a closed room and some nice folks and all the things, CBC scares me a little bit.
Yeah. Know? It's a little disjointed and feels robotic and professional.
But I like them a lot. Thumbs up.
Yeah, they do a good thing. Now, listen, in that song, I heard Donovan Woods. I mean, I almost was waiting for you to use the line, stupid American boyfriend.
Oh, that is a great line, yeah.
That was such... You really are Donovan-y. Is that weird?
I'm definitely obsessed with that human being, like in a big way.
You know, Amber McLean has the same kind of fetish.
Well, you know, it's a lot of... we need, what's it called? Believers or something?
We need Donovanians?
Yeah, maybe you're good with words. So maybe
not anymore. No, I'm near the end of the show. I have no more words. Okay, do you watch American Idol? Have you ever heard of that show?
Of course, right. Yeah. I think I've heard of it a couple times.
Can I say that I've tuned out over the last little bit, especially with Nicki Minaj, tuned out, with Paula, tuned out, Randy, tuned out. But I'm telling you, the three they've got now, Keith Urban.
So hot.
So, really? Is that where we're going?
Yeah.
Harry Connick Jr. And what's the girl's name again?
I don't know.
Jennifer Lopez.
Lopez.
Is it Jennifer Lopez? Yeah. Anyway, those are the three best judges they've ever had. Fantastic dynamic going on right now. I might tune in again.
They're waiting for your...
Really?
Signal to pop.
Oh, Drew's watching. Let's lift our game. Yeah.
That sounds good, though. I think all those people are pretty awesome.
Fantastic. Yeah, really, really. And I love Keith Urban. He is so succinct in the way he gives his feedback. He really is spot on. Yeah, at least I think so. Would you stop with the dreamy thing? Stop it.
He just appears in other people's music videos. Like, he just appears and is beamed down playing a guitar solo. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Would you ever consider doing one of those contests?
Oh, no. I feel like singing is, the last thing I'm good at in the world. I feel like it's the last thing I discovered how to do.
Okay, that's interesting that you brought that up, because I didn't know how to word this, but meeting you in the hallway, having you come in here, there's just that sort of initial read, right? And my initial read on you is, Canadians suck at selling themselves, period. But you have this insanely thick humility about you.
Oh,
exactly. You see that? That was the perfect response to that.
She's good.
So, if I was to change gears and invest in people, I would invest in you, and I would be the person who would stand up for you and who would sell you and get you gigs, because you suck at it.
Well, you know, I like to talk about the stuff and I really like, you know, talking about what the industry is like, you know, what's going on with you. But I do find it hard to be, hey, you have 10 seconds to be the coolest person on earth. You know, it's like I don't really do that very well.
There's very few of us that can pull that off.
Yeah. Well, are you?
Thank you. Let's talk about songwriting.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that seems to be something you really dig, and it's more than just writing a hook. It's more than, like, you really are into the technical aspect of songwriting. True? Is that an accurate guess?
Yeah. I mean, I really like the nerdy music stuff. I like music theory, and I like talking about songwriting, and I've been so lucky to have good mentors, Donovan included, and James Linderman. I love all the nerdy little secrets. I don't feel like that person who just, it comes flowing out and they're just like instantly, you know,
those people need to be shot
on fire, you know. I really like thinking, especially, you know, songs on the radio, thinking, oh, wow, what did they do there? What was that little chord change? It's really cool. And it's, to me, it kind of demystifies it, which is important in the arts.
The bird thing.
Yeah.
That was the coolest thing. I loved it.
Well, you mean the bird, the video I'm dressed in a bird suit?
Such a great thing.
It was the hottest day on record for the past 30 years. I'm not even joking. And I was like, oh, I'm starting to feel really happy and lightheaded. And I didn't realize that I had extreme heat stroke coming on. So I just, didn't get out of bed for 2 days after
You're
that.
Kidding me.
It was so hot.
Oh, yeah.
That was like a giant fur suit. It's like those big winter, padded winter coats people wear. It was like July 30th.
That's a ridiculously funny story. But people were just, I mean, no wonder people were legitimately looking at you like, what are you doing? Because if it was that hot, as a viewer of the video, you wouldn't know that.
Yeah, no, definitely. And there's weirdos in Toronto constantly doing weird stuff. But I think I look like a kid's character. So I wasn't like a creepy dude like screaming on the side of the road. I was like, people were approaching me, sort of.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't afraid of me. So, but half of them, there were some extras in there that we used, but I think the real people were way better than the extras.
Yeah, yeah, as usual. You know, there's a great, have you seen the Christmas snowman prank?
No.
It's a great series of videos. It was our video of the week a few weeks ago. We posted it on our Facebook site and on our website. This guy gets inside this fake snowman outfit, and people are, and there's a camera rolling, and people are walking by, and all of a sudden he'll just turn his head and look at the person, and they go nuts. Like, this is, they think it's a statue, and all of a sudden the statue moves, and they go crazy. So, I don't know why I brought that up, except it made me think of that. So.
I feel like that's one of the things people are going to start to sue. You know, everyone's suing about everything, emotional harm,
emotional trauma.
We did that. My mom would make me pose in the garage for her Halloween haunted house. And I couldn't see what if it was a kid or a teenager. And I'd go to, like, make a scary face from my, like, dead position.
And you terrify a three-year-old?
And, like, back then, you know, the parents were like, oh, don't worry about it. But now they'd be like, I'm suing you for the rest of my child's life.
Well, let me not share with you the type of Halloween party that I had inside the funeral home where I used to live.
That was such a loaded sentence there.
I can't tell you.
Scared in so many ways.
Well, let's get out of the scariness and get into another song. What are we going to do this time, Robin?
I think I'll play a song called Wasted on You, which was written with a guy named Todd Clark, who's really great. He was in Pilot Speed, formerly Pilot, a band that was got pretty big a couple years ago, and he's... He's writing all over the world, so I stole him for a day, and we wrote this song together. So
fantastic. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, the one and only Robin Dillinto.
I got this fantasy where you start to think about me, start calling me late at night, telling me about your life. And I've got this crazy dream where you're falling in love with me, lying awake at midnight. That's when you realize. Heaven knows I don't sleep. That doesn't bother me. I'm gonna waste it on you, darling. I'm gonna waste it on you. This is a song about you. You hear it and think that I'm crazy. You hear it and wonder why I never told you all of those times. Everybody knows secrets don't keep. That doesn't bother me. I'm gonna waste it on you, darling. I'm gonna waste it on you, darling. I'm gonna finish what we started. I'm gonna waste it on you. I'm gonna waste it on you.
beautiful stuff. Absolutely fantastic. Man, you do not suck.
I don't know.
She's so Canadian. Yeah. I've got a few things I want to bring up with you just about your voice. Let me just sort of preface this. We've got to go to a break here real quick, but I want to usually I can find somebody that I go, you know who you sound like, which is, you know, some people love that, some people hate that in the music industry. But I can't grab anyone. You just have a unique purity that allows people to come to you. You're not... The way you put these songs together, you force the audience to come to you. You're not sort of jumping down their throats at stuff. You just have this sweet, mellifluous patience. Wow.
That was awesome.
Did you like that?
That was awesome.
Thank you.
I might throw that in a little press kit or something.
Sweet,
yeah,
mellifluous patience describes her voice, Robin Delaney. You can't say her last name, but you can describe her voice. All right.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. A short break on our show, and we will come back with more live on The Drew Marshall Show.
I close my eyes when he talks. I can't stand the things he says. I think I'm drowning, but I'll stay, 'cause it must be better than losing my mind every Thursday to Sunday. Oh, these long walks, I can't stand it. Just a stream, boys, I think I'm unraveling. It's not me.
You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, and now here's Drew and his trusty sidekick, Thor, just thinking about it.
You are listening to the last hour of the Drew Marshall Show. We're here each and every Saturday from 1 to 5, and our last hour is live on the Drew Marshall Show, an hour devoted solely to the art of music. Our recording artist this week is Robin Delunto. Her website is robyndellunto UNTO.com. Robin DeLunto. This is her singing in the background. And live on the Drew Marshall Show has been sponsored this month by SpiroWay.com. SpiroWay, meeting needs, delivering hope. SpiroWay is a unique faith-based charity that supports families in need, providing food, health care, and education. Because really, that's what it's about. Believing in the power of collaboration, SpiroWay works with partners to effectively reduce poverty in Canada and around the world. Located in Burlington, SpiroWay has been delivering $8 million worth of food and supplies each year through 70 agencies that fight hunger on the front lines every day. They deliver approximately 2,500 food and hygiene boxes each year to local at-risk families and have provided primary medical and dental care to over 40,000 people in Central America and Haiti. So to learn more about SpiroWay, go to their website, SpiroWay.com. That's S-P-E-R-O, SpiroWay.com. Or, of course, connect with them on Facebook and Twitter. Well, I'm fully expecting one of these days to be disappointed by one of the artists that come in here. But it has not yet happened. It just has not happened. What do you do with praise? Do you believe it? Because you're a middle child. So let's talk about, let's get all Dr. Phil.
I need it and I don't believe it.
Yes, totally right.
I don't know. I run this songwriting program teaching kids, and they're usually under 18, and we record stuff and write songs, and they're so honest about stuff. Like if I have this new CD you guys have here, it's released next Tuesday officially. And they'll say, oh, that track was boring, but I really like that other track. And I'm like, okay, that's what I want to hear. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, that's the kind of honesty we appreciate on our show as well. So if you could send those kids over, that would be great.
Oh, yeah. They tell you straight up what's going on. But obviously it's good to hear.
Do you think it, and it, please don't hear this as awkwardly as it's going to sound, but if you were ugly, would you sell as much? Would people listen to you as much?
Oh, my God.
Don't answer that question.
That's not even a thing. Like, the reason why there's a giant face on my new CD is because, I don't know.
Because you're pretty and it helps the brand.
A giant face on the CD.
No.
The first CD had me in a bird suit because I just was too afraid to be like a person. You know what I mean? So
we need to talk. We need to just work this out of you. Love the artwork on this. Who's behind that?
My boyfriend, actually. He's a photographer and he does graphic design and stuff. So I'm like the luckiest music artist on earth.
Love it.
To have like the thing that everyone wants constantly.
And it's a real CD. It's not even a fake EP. It's like 10 tracks.
Yeah, it's legit.
It's legit.
Yeah. No, it took a lot of sweat and tears, and I'm happy to have finally finished it.
All right. The reason you're here, truthfully, is to play music.
Okay.
Get to it.
Okay. All right.
What would you like to play?
I'll play a song called Shake on Your Shoes.
Or do you think you're good? See, here's the thing I worry about. I'm a big fan of people that set up songs so well. It's like they are Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins painting a picture that you can jump into.
Well, I can do that. You know, I used to be really into that. And like a cool girl on the scene was like, I hate telling people what songs are about. It's so uncool.
So,
and I was like,
thing.
Oh my God, I'm so nerdy. I've been doing this for so long. Mm. And I started to get insecure about it, but...
No, garbage. Ridiculous. Yeah. David Wilcox, the American singer-songwriter.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He's doing a little better than probably that cool chick you were referring to.
Maybe.
Yeah. So,
okay, well...
paint.
Yeah. I think this song is sort of like... you know when you're feeling some things and you're like projecting the story onto someone else? So I thought I'll paint a picture of me sort of... energizing someone who's down in the dumps or whatever it is, when really, like, I was the person who needed the sort of encouragement, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever that means to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Shake on Your Shoes.
Robin DeLunto on the Drew Marshall Show.
I'm gonna sing to you my voice. Get out of bed cause you got no choice. Shake on your shoes and a brand new tee. Come on, love, won't you come with me? It's a real nice morning, a brand new day. You're only sorry, cause you like it that way. Shake on your shoes, yeah. Shake on your shoes, shake on your shoes.
Stuff. You, I'm trying to figure out ways to compliment you that I think, that I hope will penetrate, because I sense this deflectiveness about you.
Well, you said the Canadian way.
Yeah, it really is. That? Let me, okay, so there's a what I call a Mumford moment. When Marcus Mumford, there's a video of him on stage, and it's, I guess the sort of the caption is when a band realizes they've made it. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but he starts off in one of his songs. I can't remember what the song was, and all of a sudden the crowd is singing it louder than he is, and you could just see this big goofy smile come over his face. Have you had a moment like that yet?
I mean, there's been a few shows where people were, you know, some, you know, whoever comes to the front of the stage and some people are singing along loud. And I just, I don't know. I thought that, I never thought to do it for that or anything. Does that make sense?
No, I get that. I get that. It's not the reason. It's not your main motivator for, you know, for doing what you do. But is that a moment you might look forward to, or has it like, have you experienced anything like that? Or do you look forward to it?
I think for me, it's really, I don't know. I like being behind the scenes. I like playing and I like touring and all this stuff. But I really like getting a note or email or something from someone in another country who heard something on a show that was syndicated, or like that stuff really gets me, and they'll like have a little story or like whatever the thing is. And that's sort of my candy. I really, really like that. Mm. And I like maintaining those relationships.
Would you say the majority of your songs have to do with relationships and love?
Yeah, definitely.
Why?
Everything is the beginning, middle, or end of something, you know? And I guess even there's a couple of songs on my new record about touring, because I did tour for probably 2 years pretty steadily. And a lot of the perspective of, you know, being tired of not being home, but what's, you know, who's at, what is home, right? It's who's at home that make it home. So everything's about relationships. I think every song is.
I was playing your music, which is a little creepy, in the house. And my daughter, who's 21, came down. And she normally doesn't give I'm going to say it again, holy grunt about what I do in life. And she stopped and said, oh, I like her. She never does that.
Well, Tell her
to buy some music.
We're going for coffee, yeah. Together.
Are you touring? Are you gigging? Is there something people can buy? Is there a new CD possibly being released or been released? Or let's start selling some stuff here.
Yeah, okay. Well, this new record's called Little Lines, and it's out on iTunes Canada and worldwide through Maple Music on the 28th. So
Next week, what day is it?
25th. So 3 days, yeah. I'm excited, but that's been 3 years since I released my first record, and I'm slowly building cross-Canada tour, but I will not tour in the winter anymore. That is not happening anymore.
Not cool.
Yeah. It was
too
like,
cool.
Oh, I'll do a February tour, and then I thought, no, that's not happening, so I'll be doing it in the spring.
Do you see songwriting trends that, well, first of all, do you see songwriting trends, and then I guess the follow-up to that is, are you part of that? Because it struck me that my daughter would be so, like, would click so quickly into what you were doing, not knowing a thing about you. And I immediately went, oh, okay, that means that Robin is part of her subculture, my daughter's subculture. The 21-year-old female goes, bang, I love that girl. Do you see trends, and do you think you're part of whatever's going on?
I think that the trends now are, like, boring and picking and choosing from, like, every genre and style of writing. And there's so many different layers of it, too, like styles of songwriting, styles of production, voice, you know. I liked, when I was 21 and when I was 11, I wanted to hear women in their 20s and 30s and 40s, maybe 40s, maybe not. I just wanted them. I was desperate to hear them, and I didn't want, like, serious. I didn't want to be too serious. I didn't want to not understand it. I wanted it to be about my boyfriend or the guy I had a crush on, or that I was nervous for the next day at school. I wanted those subjects covered in the stuff I was listening to. Hmm. And I think we just look for stuff that speaks to us. And I still, like, so much stuff is still over my head. Like, I listen to some Bob Dylan stuff that's, like, involves, like, pride or anger. I'm like, those aren't really emotions I'm feeling today, you know what I mean? And I reach for whatever else that I like have, like, on the go. It's like, it's interesting to see what people gravitate towards.
Yeah, yeah. Do you, by the way, is this full time for you? Like, do you have a real job?
Yeah. No, I've been lucky enough to be full time for about a year and a half.
Fantastic.
And teaching this program I have is a big part of that.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that other domain that you're part of in this. What was it again?
Yeah, it's called A Song of My Own.
Right.
So I do sort of...
Explain that.
Sure, yeah. That's my thing I love to pitch. I'll pitch that all day.
You see the difference in her? She just... You just, like, started glowing.
Well, you know,
it was a Mumford moment.
It was a Mumford moment right there.
I kind of got, like, I wanted to be a part of something that wasn't just me all the time, and you kind of, I don't know. I had this thing in the back of my head that maybe I could help young people who were starting to write, because I didn't have someone my age or younger kind of helping me out. I had these, you know, much older teachers, often male, and I didn't know if they were, I didn't know what kind of guidance I was getting, if it was real world industry sort of guidance. I was getting a lot of support. Yeah. So for my kids, they're mostly girls, and we sit and write songs, and we kind of work out what they want to do. Do you want to play a show? Do you want to make a video? What are we going to do? What's our game plan? So, and they're so, so good. I was just with a couple of them today, and I have this little 7-year-old, and she just turned 8, and she just blows it out of the park every week.
What do you mean? In what way?
She just writes incredible songs. She had a Christmas song on CHFI, actually, in rotation that
You're
we did together.
Me.
Yep. And then there's, you know, all the way up to 21, and they're just, it makes me so happy. I love it.
It makes me sick. Children having more talent than the rest of us.
It freaks me out a lot, because I was not doing that at that age.
Have you heard of Alicia Brillinger?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was at Alicia's gig, KW, I don't know, a month ago, and she invited up a little girl on stage who played piano and just sang and knocked it out of the freaking park.
Yeah.
And I think that should be illegal. You shouldn't well, allow that.
Well, that was Alicia.
Sort of.
I'm sure that was Alicia at, like, age 5.
Probably.
Like, she's, like, protege.
Yeah.
Like, I love her so much.
Yeah. And you did Birds on a Wire with Amber last month, was it? Or recently?
Last when? Year, around this time, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. She's speaking of freak shows. Amber McLean, ladies and gentlemen. But enough about Amber. We're going to go out and buy all things Robin Delinto on the Drew Marshall Show today. So great to have you. Can you do one more tune for us, please?
Yeah.
set it up, if you don't mind.
Sure, I'll do a song from my first record called Just a Bird, which sparked the whole bird fever, if you will.
Wait, it doesn't go like this, does it? Bird, well, a bird is a word. You know that song, right?
Yes, it actually does go exactly like that. And when I realized there was a song like that, I felt...
Tweaked it a little?
Really embarrassed about what I had done.
Hate when that happens.
Yeah. I was working a job when I wrote this song. I was working actually, well, I shouldn't say the exact place, but it was a desk job, and I was wearing those like gross polyester black pants, cheap $10 pants, and I was way too young for my position, so the people I was interacting with were like not having me, you know what I mean? And I'd do the lunch at the desk, and I was thinking like, I gotta get out of here. And I was driving to work one day, and I was so jealous of the birds for just chilling out, kicking back with a brew or whatever they do, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I thought, like, how ridiculous is this that I'm so unhappy in my job that I'm literally envious of animals? So I quit that job. So this is called Just a Bird.
How do you dance like that on the rooftop? Step could break you in two, yeah. How do you sing so loud on the front step? You're just a bird and nobody loves you, yeah. Every day it's bumper to bumper. Every night I shake off my shoes, yeah. Heaviest steps go thump on the floor. You're just a bird and nobody loves you, yeah. I think I got it wrong again, wrong again. Oh no, I think I got it wrong again, wrong again. You're just a bird. You're just a bird. Oh, just a bird, and it's all I wanna be, all I wanna be, oh. If I were a bird, I'd tell you I love you, and if you said thanks, then I'd fly away. Florida bound with all of the oldies, I'm just a bird, and you never knew.
Man, I love that song. Robin DiLorenzo on the Drew Marshall Show. Thank you so, so much for coming through this ridiculous weather along the highways and coming into our studio. As a matter of fact, we got a little Facebook comment from someone in Australia who just said, fantastic music.
Oh, thanks,
so person. There you go. People are loving you all the way around the other side of the world. Folks, that is the end of the Drew Marshall Show, but I got to tell you, Spearway has been the sponsor of Live on TDMS. Spearway, let me just tell you about them one more time before we go, because I love these guys. Spearway is a unique faith-based charity that supports families in need, providing food, health care, and education. Believing in the power of collaboration, Spearway works with partners, smart move, to effectively reduce poverty in Canada and around the world. Located in Burlington, Spearway has been delivering $8 million worth of food and supplies each year through 70 agencies that fight hunger on the front lines every day. They deliver approximately 2,500 food and hygiene boxes each year to local at-risk families and have provided primary medical and dental care to over 40,000 people in Central America and Haiti. To learn more about Spiroway, visit them online, spiroway.com. S-P-E-R-O-W-A-Y, spiroway.com. Or, of course, you can connect with them on Facebook and Twitter. We'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye now. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun.